A brief Pelham Town Council meeting Wednesday clarified revisions to the Animals in Town Facilities rules. The regulation clarifies animals that are non-service animals, differing those from support animals or pets. Per the approved staff report, service animals at town facilities are expected to meet reasonable standards of behavior. The animal owner of a service animal is solely responsible for the supervision, care, and control of the service animal. This includes, but is not limited to, ensuring compliance with the animal control bylaw, using appropriate restraint methods to retain control, minimizing noise, providing food and water, and disposing of waste. The clarification appears to end the possibility of non-service animals allowance inside town facilities. Mayor Marvin Junkin opened the meeting by thanking public works staff for snow removal efforts following the long weekend storm. "This month has reminded us that we all live in Canada," the mayor said. Most councillors present agreed with Junkin, offering a defense of public works staff after multiple complaints, including letters to this outlet, following previous snowfalls. Ward 2 councillor John Wink said that many residents don't understand the logistics of getting this done. Public Works Director Ryan Cook said that those driving snow removal equipment can only do so for 12 hours, because much like rules around flying aircraft, there are time limits for safety considerations. Council also held a moment of silence for late Councillor James, Jim, Lane, who passed away February 5 at the age of 80. Lane filled Ward 1 vacancies on three non-consecutive occasions between 2008 and 2018. Additional council news is provided by the Town of Pelham. 2025 Water and Wastewater Budget. Council received the 2025 Water and Wastewater Budget Committee's recommendation. Council approved the 2025 Water and Wastewater Budget, increasing the water rate by 6.5% and the wastewater rate by 9.5%. Fonthill Spurline Trail. Councillor Olson provided a verbal report regarding the expansion of the Fonthill Spurline Trail. The Niagara Region Transportation Steering Committee received a presentation about the project for inclusion in the Niagara Region Transportation Master Plan. Antenna System Siting Protocol. Council received Report 2025063, Updated Antenna System Siting Protocol, Policy No. S-300-03, and approved the Updated Antenna System Siting Protocol, Policy Number S-300-03. The purpose of this policy is to establish guidance for the consideration of proposals to locate antennas and antenna-supporting structures in the town of Pelham. While the federal government, through Innovation, Science and Economic Development Canada, ISED, is the approval authority for all such infrastructure, ISED requires proponents to consult with the Municipal Land Use Authority and the public for most new antenna tower installations. This policy establishes a consultation process for the town of Pelham, which meets or exceeds the requirements of a default process established by ISED.